don't see ourselves like a dark band or a dark music. It's a luminous music. Yeah, it's about light, and this is also the name of the band, Ultrasun. So we want to bring this positive energy, and when we are live, when we play live, we can put that energy and receive it from the crowd.
Today we are joined with Sam, who is one half of the duo Ultrasun. Ultrasun is an amazing act who combines some iconic sounds from the late 80s and early 90s, electronic and dance, while adding some brand new modern flavor and ideas. And they got a brand new album titled Us coming out April the 19th. Not only is that awesome, it was awesome to pick Sam's brain on the project itself. And in this interview, we tap into some beyond the surface layers of the band and their overall mission to project positivity, light, a sense of uplifting yourself through the power of music and dance and playing live and so much more. And yeah, let's get right into it. I tried to look up another interview of you guys, and I actually couldn't find one, you know, and it seems like you guys kind of got like a little bit of a mystique to your group and everything, which is really cool.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of recorded interview, actually. Yeah. So here we are.
Yeah, well, I'm honored. I'm excited. And beyond that, I got to listen to the new album that's coming out on April 19th, Us. And one thing that really gravitated me to it was, I don't know, maybe it's because I was born in the 80s or whatever. Immediately when I heard the sound, my brain just went, oh yeah, this is my shit. So I just kind of like want to know how you two got together as a group and what kind of inspired you guys to create this sound that's like almost like a throwback.
Well, we are born in Belgium, in Brussels, and we have this, you know, the sound of Belgium, that's how we call it. And so we have this kind of electronic music culture, maybe born in the late 80s. We have this genre called the new beat, also the EBM. All those specific genres are basically born in Belgium. So we are born in the early 90s, and we kind of grow up with all those kind of sounds. This is something we really, really love. And I'm actually a total nerd of new beat. I like to collect a lot of records. So I have this insane collection at home. And those kind of sounds really inspire us. And it's probably because of the, I don't know, the weather or our city. It's our sound. But also we like to put some more contemporary inspiration in our music. We love a lot of rock music. We listen to a lot of like Arctic Monkeys or The Strokes or whatever. And yeah, we also love singers like Beyonce or Lana Del Rey. So we put everything together in a big mixer, and this is our sound, basically.
Yeah, that's super cool. And speaking of just like love of rock music, I noticed you guys are going to Vegas for Sick New World. And it's so cool to like hear a band like you on this lineup, because I look at the lineup and it's System of a Down, it's Slipknot, it's Lamb of God, Alice in Chains. And then, yeah, it's also like, and then to have you guys in there. And I actually went to a metal festival before where I was there for 3 days, but one day I walked into this tent and it was just playing dance music, and it was so refreshing, like in the middle of the day, just to kind of reset your brain and like just kind of let loose in a different way. So how do you feel like playing in front of that kind of crowd and everything?
We are super excited, of course, and the band you mentioned are of course like heroes for us. Mm-hmm. I was a total fan of Slipknot. At my father's, I still have T-shirts when I was teenage. So I was totally a fan, and yeah, this is a honor, and we are very excited. And as you said, we already played at Metal Festival in Europe, and I think people were really happy to be able to dance with us a bit in between two really hardcore shows. So it's fun to give that dance energy to the crowd. And in the Sick New World, we also have other acts like I think Frontline Assembly or Front 242. So we have several electronic bands also, and it kind of match all together. The lineup is really great. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, that's really cool. I wish I lived closer to Vegas. I'd be all over that because I'm also a metalhead as well, beyond loving the type of music you make. So it's just like it's great to have like these type of experiences where it's just like a little bit of everything you can enjoy.
I don't remember where you're
Oh,
based, but
I'm in Toronto, Canada right now.
Toronto. Okay, great.
And even I want to know like a bit how did you and your partner meet? Is it pronounced Gale? I kind of read the name, but
it's always a hard name to pronounce. It's like Gael.
Gael. Okay, cool. Awesome, awesome.
It's
So,
great.
when did you and Gael like meet each other, and how did like you guys kind of like just kind of come together to make this project?
We're actually a couple for nearly 10 years now,
Oh,
and
nice.
we met each other because we are actually Gael is a fashion designer, and I'm totally obsessed with fashion shows, and we kind of met in this context by our love for fashion shows and designers, and I had a lot of rock bands in my history, we wanted to create something together, and Gael is actually also a pianist, and she was really interested by the synth music and synthesizers. So by speaking together, we were like, okay, let's do something, let's try something together, and share our artistic project together, and put everything we love, and here we are.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. It seems like kind of just like a natural process of making music, and it's kind of cool that this is the sounds that came out of you, and even like your voice, it reminds me of like maybe something from the 80s, like a Depeche Mode type of thing. But it's also cool to like hear this type of music, but brand new, you know, it still has that futuristic element to it of like a modern sound as well.
Yeah, that's great to hear. We try to. Oh, here's Shiva, my
Oh,
cat.
Shira. Hi, Shira. For people watching the video version, they can see the cat. I love cats, by the way.
She's kind of part of the
Oh,
band.
yeah. She just wanted that camera time right now. That's great.
She lives for cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
I kind of lost my place too, but it's all good. Yeah, I was just like kind of saying like it's kind of cool like how you guys met. This is
We try
the
to put this contemporary or this the, some new elements into the music. Of course, we don't want to be a revival or nostalgic band. We kind of take roots in the late 80s, early 90s, but we like to put some fresh ideas, and also our background into the music. This is important for us.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. And even I think it's cool. I read your one single Keep Your Eyes Peeled. That is kind of like, from what I read, the one that kind of launched you, and all these different DJs from all over the world picked it up. And like it's kind of sounds like you guys started making this for fun. And what was it like when this started evolving to something more serious where things are starting to move and this is kind of turning into a career?
Well, the whole process was serious, but we just made it like for ourselves before. So we wanted to create the music that we want to hear. And this is still important in the process right now. We just need to be completely happy with the music before I release it. And this is also important when you go on tour. So we still enjoy to sing and to play several times day after day. This is really important. You don't get bored of your own music. And yeah, people, I think when you do that in this mindset, somebody will love it too. If you love what you do, somebody will love it too. We released our first song during the pandemic, so it was kind of hard to play our music live, of course. But the a lot of DJs took our music and our song into their DJ sets online. And when the pandemic was kind of over, when the club reopened, yeah, we were played a lot by a lot of DJs everywhere in the world, so people were able to dance on our music. So it's great to see to when we saw people just celebrate their freedom on our music. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that must have been such an amazing feeling, especially like listening to you and coming from the perspective of making all this during the pandemic and just kind of finally having that moment where you see the
Yeah.
first person kind of start dancing to it, and maybe it was like a chain reaction of people. That's like such a beautiful thing. I also like how you mentioned that just kind of you guys were making something you love and that you had faith because you're making something you love, other people will love it too. And I'm a strong believer of the type of energy you put out is the type of energy you receive. So it's cool to kind of like see that part of your journey in everything.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. And also the whole point of the band is to be positive and to be luminous and to bring yeah, positive energy. I know it's not always easy in our scene to stay positive and yeah, it's not we don't see ourselves like a dark band or a dark music. It's a luminous music. Yeah, it's about light, and this is also the name of the band, Ultra Sun. So we want to bring this positive energy, and when we are live, when we play live, we can put that energy and receive it from the crowd, actually. So it's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a great thing, and I love how you just told me that kind of connects with the name as well, the Ultra Sun, like just spreading so much light to the people. That's so great. And
Yeah.
yeah, even I kind of wanted to ask too about yourself when it comes to songwriting. And I kind of like listened to the lyrics, but I didn't pay too much attention. Do you kind of like write like bigger concepts, or like where do you pull from for your lyrics?
We like to write all together, Gael and I, and it's we have like recurrent themes like yeah, it's self-improvement or combativeness, fight against anxiety, and we like to talk about gender equality or stuff like that. And yeah, we like to share the whole creative process together in the studio. So yeah.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. And I love how sometimes you can be listening to a song, and this is even beyond like your type of music, but like I'll throw it on and just maybe be dancing to it. And then when you really pay attention to the lyrics, it's like, oh my God, like this is like this guy's actually saying something. And even I notice a lot of the bands you're playing with on Sick New World, maybe it's just like these heavy bands, but once you get dive into the lyrics, it's just like this awesome, like uplifting positivity. So it's
Yeah,
so cool that you guys do that with your work.
this is really important for us, and I'm convinced you can dance and improve yourself while dancing. You just fight for yourself and have a good and positive energy while dancing. This is important.
Yeah. Another thing, I really enjoy what you guys are putting out now is these session videos, and I believe there might be three of them out right now. And I think it's just such a cool way to release music and even like see what you guys do. So kind of like tell me what kind of went into doing these instead of like the old traditional style of music video.
Well, we had at first videos with more stories, more and sometimes actors we shoot, but for the album we wanted to create like those three sessions videos also to show our new tour member Alexis who is on stage with us now. And we wanted to live the songs and to bring it a live feeling, and we incorporated some videos from tours or the first one was a lot of sh shots from our South American tour, so we can see a lot of places we've been to. São Paulo, Mexico City, Bogota, Medellin,
Cool.
Lima also. So yeah, it was also a great memory for us. We saw a lot of people really happy with this video because they were so happy to see their cities in the video. So yeah, it was interesting for us to bring this live feeling.
Yeah, that's really cool. And yeah, it's really cool to also hear just how passionate you are. It's kind of radiates off you. I could just like feel your vibe even though we're like on the Zoom call right
Oh,
now.
thank
And
you.
yeah, I just kind of want to know too with this release at April 19th, the Us album, what do you hope the impressions people get when you finally get to put this full piece out?
We are really excited, and we actually can't wait for this record to be released. We kind of work with on two sides. It's going to be also on vinyl, so we have this A side and B sides. On the B side, you'll find maybe more, how can I say that, experimental work, more risks probably.
Cool.
And different sounds. The first song we already released are more the more accessible, I would say. And probably the B side is more sound work and everything is it's not noise music, but you can maybe dig a bit more into our sound. This whole album is made to dance and to be experienced in life. So we just can't wait to tour with the so the most important thing for us is to play the songs live and to share the moment with the crowd and the fans. So that's probably our biggest expectation about the album.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And yeah, if you guys roll through Toronto, I'll definitely come out to the show. I'm a brand new fan. And
We are actually thinking about Toronto for the next year. So
okay, cool. Yeah. I'll definitely like keep that in mind and follow what you guys are doing. And even around your releases and stuff, we'll definitely like share different clips of this interview as well. And just I guess as a final question, like a lot of different type of creatives, they kind of gravitate and listen to these segments. Oh, I kind of want to know, would you have like any advice for maybe an aspiring musician who's listening to you right now and seeing you like re have this release and tour the world and maybe what they can do to take like the first step into like the music industry?
maybe just do the music that you want to hear, and try to be the most yourself as you can be. Just do your own music. This is important. And yeah, I mean, if you play the music you want to hear, somebody will like it too. So just trust the natural process when you do that. Probably
Awesome.
the best advice I can give.
Yeah, well said. And yeah, it was very nice to meet you, Sam. This was a great way to start my day. I kind of rolled out of bed. It's a little earlier here, so
Oh
this was like this is the
okay.
first thing I did. Just had like a great conversation and such a great way to kick off my day. But yes, it was really nice to meet you, and we'll definitely like be sharing your music along your journey.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you
no
very
problem.
much.
No problem. So, hope you have a great day. And yeah, we'll keep in touch, eh?
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hope you enjoyed that talk with Sam of Ultrasun. It was so cool to hear him break down all the extra layers of this project. And like we mentioned, on April the 19th, which is this week if you're listening to this brand new, their album, Us, will be available to purchase and download and stream and all that. Definitely check it out and follow them on their socials, as you can tell they'll be touring the world and you can probably catch them in a town near you. And with that being said, we can't go without thanking all you legends on the Patreon page. And first up, the biggest thanks to Mike Carniello of the Testing with Mike YouTube channel. If you're into technology, electronics, how they work, and most importantly, how to fix them, check out Testing with Mike on YouTube. Also, another big thanks to Amanda McKnight of Top 10 Nerd. Beyond being the host of Top 10 Nerd, talking to a million subscribers, Amanda has her very own YouTube channel that you should check out and soak in some good vibes and celebrate comic books, video games, movies, and all things nerdy. Just type in Amanda McKnight on YouTube. Another big thanks to the lovely Jenny Potter, the legend Devin McBride. Back-to-back double impact Allens, the number one gent Allen Kent, and big wig Alan Briggs. And another thanks to our favorite soul singer, Saber, and last but not least, Francis Coffer, aka my mom, if you want a shout out at the end of the show. And also get all these episodes early, raw, and uncut right when I'm done the Zoom call. I just post them. You can go to patreon.com/thecreativeimbalance. It's only $4 a month. And beyond having my forever thanks, you can just go to bed at night and sleep soundly, knowing you're a badass motherfucker who supports raw, uncut, independent media. And nobody can take that away from you. You hear me? And with that being said, we got so much more around the corner. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll catch you next time. Cheers.